Kyle.
Yes, sir.
How are you getting along?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Fine. What you doing?
Well, I just got back last night from 3 weeks in South America.
Well, did you?
Your Alliance for Progress is doing a good job.
Well, we wish you was doing better.
Well,
where were you?
I was in Venezuela and Colombia, Ecuador and Peru.
They got a hell of a mess down there in Peru, haven't they? It looks
like certainly do.
Is the military going to take over?
Well, the last I heard was they didn't want them to.
Yeah.
I talked to your ambassador, who is a very fine man, and he's very hopeful they won't take over, too.
What do you got lined up for the next few months?
Well, at the moment, I'm working on your commission for insurance, and I'm depending upon what happens today, if I get elected, I have to go to the Constitutional Convention in Pennsylvania.
Oh, hell. Can I speak to you about something strictly in confidence?
Of course.
We got some trouble in the Philippines.
Yes, sir.
We got a young man out there, and he's attractive, and I don't know how much guts he's got, but they're pretty nationalistic these days, and the Hucks haven't got back in too deep, but there's lots of problems, and we got Bill Blair. We've had him out there, and he hasn't got along too well with them. This is strictly confidential. He's very attractive, an attractive wife, and he's done a good job in Scandinavian countries, but they don't always hit it off, you know, with a fellow that's elected, and we need a good, strong man for that area because things are going our way in Vietnam very much now, and we don't want to. They're going our way in Southeast Asia, and the Indonesia thing is good, and the Malaysia thing is good, and Burma thing's all right, and India's getting along pretty good with a good crop this year, and so we just won't screw it up by having another Indonesia in the Philippines, and we think that we just need some awfully good direction and leadership, and everybody in the State Department, and Walt Rostow and my people, I just checked you with them, and they thought that you'd be exceptional if I could get you to do it. I've got Milton Eisenhower, and I'd like to make him take one of them, but he's going to kind of be the roving one for Latin America for me, and he's also going to handle this educational TV thing when he gets out of his job. Trouble you damn fellas, and you get out of your job, you like to go play golf.
Well, I haven't been doing that, sir.
I appreciate what you've done on the commission, but I didn't know whether you had the slightest interest in anything of that type or not, and it's not a must. It's not something that the country just won't survive without it. Sometime I might have to have you do something emergency, a Warren Commission or something, but and where you can be a good, tough Republican and still serve your country and serve me. But I didn't want to pass you if you had the slightest interest in this or any other embassy.
Sir, let me do this. The election is tonight. I'll know by I'm coming down to the executive offices tomorrow for the commission meeting. And supposing I give an answer to Walt.
Yeah, that'd just be wonderful. Give it to Walt. Just give it to Walt. And if it happens you're not interested in this, if there's anything else that you're interested in, if you want to come back after a year or a campaign or any other time, you're free to do it like Lodge does. I just want to get the best brains and patriotism I can get to try to serve my country. And I think that, I think that you would outdo Marcus.
Well, he's a hard man to outdo.
No, he's eloquent and he's attractive and his wife's attractive as hell and they're doing it. But if he got a little stability and a little leadership and a little courage and a little progressive conservatism, that's hard to put those two words together, but a fellow that's got his eyes in the stars and his feet on the ground, that's what I want.
Well, you're very kind, sir, and I appreciate it, and I certainly will talk to Walt tomorrow.
Thank you, Bill, and don't say anything about it, because the next man, I don't want him to say, well, hell, he offered it to Bill Scranton, and he... And if there's anything else at any time that you think that you could be of service on, please let me know, because this government needs all the good men we can get.
Well, that's very kind of you, sir, and particularly in the middle of all your problems. I take my hat off to you for being so personal, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, I've been a great admirer of yours, and I'm just sorry that you were born in Pennsylvania. And well, I'm mighty proud that your party's got some folks like you and President Eisenhower and others. Thank you, my friend.